Good morning, 7:29 a.m., August the 25th, 2019, a Sunday morning. Yeah, I got a lot of let me try this one more time. I got a lot of don't wanna this morning. Part of it is, I'm pretty sure, part of it is lack of sleep. I've got that sort of semi-bobblehead feeling that I get when I've missed about 2 or 3 hours sleep. And the kicker is I don't think I did, although it was a rather restless night. I got to bed relatively early, 10:30-ish. Cats got me up at 4:30. And then I sacked out on the couch for a couple hours. So I haven't been up very long. I've had some toast, I've had some peanut butter, I've had a little bit of coffee. Feeling it. Good morning. So I figured it's supposed to be close to 100 today. Yesterday was really quite pleasant. I think it got up into the high 80s, low 90s. But it's going to be close to 100 today. If it doesn't actually break through into it. And so I knew I had to get out before the sun got any higher. Because it's going to be a difficult day to walk with that kind of heat. Probably not that a half an hour is going to make that much difference in terms of conditions, but it certainly introduces more opportunities for me to say, no. And so I had to nip that in the bud by putting my boots on and coming out before I had a chance to think about it too much. I have a lot of beta readers out there. It's like 50-something. In addition to you guys, the people who signed up from the podcast, I got probably, I don't know how many, a lot, from opening it up to the Facebook group. I can't do that again. I'm going to have to figure out something else to do. Because I, you know, in spite of the fact of saying, okay, limited time only, stop. I'm still getting requests this morning, which is not unexpected. But it's like, okay, I give them the book now. That's going to be 2 weeks before some of these people get back to me. And by that time, it's going to be over. It's going to be too late. I'm going to have the feedback that I need in order to take action. And the feedback that I'm getting is, this book is not ready. And my fear was that I was going to get two different kinds of feedback. I got the usual number of typo reports, which is fine. Not what I need, but fine. I'm taking it. I'm implementing those fixes as we go along. But the feedback from men and feedback from women is split. And not in the way that I would have expected. Yeah. Now, almost everybody agrees that the Jimmy storyline is a little bit flat. I was kind of afraid that was going to happen, and I have some ideas about how I can fill that up, particularly toward the end of the book. There will not be closure on who's the first shaman, where did it come from, why are they so adamant about the rule. But I'm going to hang a lantern on it at the end of the book. That's not going to end here. And the reason it's not going to end there is because somewhere along 6 weeks ago, it occurred to me that the answer to the plot problems I was having were book three. I know the answer to the question. I know what the answer to the question is. I know how it came to be. I know why it came to be. But I can't resolve that in this book and still have the story arc be what the story arc needs to be. In order to do that, I'm going to need another book. So there will be a third book. I don't know when. But in order to complete this story and tell the other one, I need to do it again. I need another book, I think. But I got a lot of feedback from women who say that the Sarah arc is incomplete. Sarah's story isn't all on the page, put it that way. And that I need more, because otherwise it's not believable. That's not all women, it's about 50-50. And I still have a lot of women who haven't gotten back to me yet. Run, bunny, run. So we'll see. My fear is that I won't be able to do it justice. My fear is that if I get any closer, I'm treading on territory that I'm not sure I can do right. So I don't know. This is where imposter syndrome kicks in big time. This is where it becomes difficult for me to think, well, of course I can tell this. This is a human story. I can write humans. Not just because the character is female doesn't mean I can't write her as human. She's not that much other that I couldn't write this. I think part of the problem was that I was like, oh yeah, I'm done. I'm finally done with this book that I've been wrestling with for 10 years. And no, I'm not. And so this sort of gratification denied is a little bit tedious. But that's why I have beta readers. It's why I go through this process. It's why I give it to people who who read as readers and not as writers. For the most part, I've got a couple of writers in the group, I know. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. One post. I'm not even close to being on the beat with this metronome this morning. I can't stay on beat for save my life. But that's why I go through this process with readers, so that I get a kind of a cross-section, I get a temperature read of how readers are going to react to the story. And I'm getting so much pushback on the ending. A lot of it from the Sarah storyline. Even some of it from the Jimmy storyline. That I'm going to have to go back through and... Oddly, I've got to go back through and beef up the middle. And with the Jimmy storyline, it's like, oh, yeah. The difficulty, of course, is that I see what I think is on the page, and everybody else sees what's actually on the page. And so what this process does is help me reconcile those two perspectives. I also discovered yesterday that I do not actually have the first podcast, the first episode, day one of this podcast, which I'm really kind of bummed about. I thought I was on my old laptop. I fired up the old laptop yesterday. It's not there. I don't know where it might have gone. I have backups, but they're spotty, and I've got so many different kinds of backups scattered in so many different places. I don't know if I can even find it. If it was there. And the longer I look and don't find it, the bigger the quandary I have. Is it not there? Or, you know, did I not make a backup? Or is it someplace and I just haven't found it yet? I don't have answers to that. But it's distressing. I don't think there's much I could do about it, unless somebody, and I know Jamie's looking through his backups. Anybody else happens to have a copy of Day One from March something, 22nd maybe, 2011. If you could, you know, let me know, or send it to me, or put it on a Google Drive and send me the share link or something so I could grab it. That'd be cool. And the reason is that I think it would be cool to have some for day 2000 to be able to have that for reference, what the podcast sounded like in the beginning, 4,000 miles before. Sorry, guy. I was halfway across the street. I'm not going back for you. He was pleasant, he waved. But 18, not 18, something. 1870 something, I think. And so, in a little more than 3 months, in August, September, October, November, sometime around Christmas, sometime around year end, if I manage to maintain the pace, if I manage to maintain the walking every day, which is a big if, given that we're coming into the really problematic levels of weather. But if I can maintain it, we should be hitting 2,000 before year end. And I'm trying to think, what would be nice, what would be cool, what would be interesting to do for the 2,000th day. Good morning. Dog was real interested in me. Not in a threatening way, just it's a golden lab. Oh, hello. Hello. So it's a little mind-bending for me to think of the 2000th episode. A little weird to think that that 2000th, day 2000 will represent 4,000 miles walked. And I know it's been more than that because I didn't count any of the treadmill days. I didn't count any of the days. There's like 50 episodes where I did something but didn't have the walk with it, but posted an episode of something. Like there was some posts from conferences. There was, I think there were like 4 or 5 posts from my visit to my sister Laurie in October that year, maybe before she died. Good morning. But they didn't make it as official episodes because there wasn't a walk behind them. So there's actually more episodes than 2000 or 18, whatever I've got right now, 1870. We're already, the total number of episodes is already in the 1900s, according to the file numbering scheme, track number. What would I do for the 2000th episode? I don't know. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.